Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Here in the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, it is marvelous that Luther Tyndale Memorial Church in Kentish Town recently celebrated its 125th anniversary. 9 days later, my congregation in Suffolk, Ascension, turned only 18 years old as a congregation when we voted to no longer be a mission of Resurrection Cambridge, but a congregation. Then 6 days later, at the 2003 ELCE Synod, we became a congregation of the ELCE. Our stories are similar but different. Luther Tyndale came into being when six German bakers agreed to give 20% of their salary each week to support a pastor from the US coming to London and establishing a congregation in 1896. In 1903, they had expanded to a second congregation, Holy Trinity in Tottenham. These two congregations were part of the Atlantic District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. After the Second World War and its legacy of displaced people and need for rebuilding of so many things, there was a desire to be an independent church in the UK, and in 1953 the LCMS granted a peaceful dismissal to Luther Tyndale and Holy Trinity, and in 1954 the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England came into being. In the late 1990s, Ascension came into being when a US Air Force chaplain began Lutheran services in Suffolk, and when he left, that group became a mission of Resurrection in Cambridge and thus linked to the ELCE. The mission adopted the name Ascension to reflect what came after Jesus' resurrection and the link also with the congregation in Cambridge. Now, I said earlier that our histories are similar but different. But you may be thinking instead, different and different. The historical contexts, of course, are different, unique to those times, places, people and circumstances. But the motivation, the relationships and the Lord of the Church are similar. More than that, they unite these two histories. The motivation behind six German bakers in London and just over 100 years later among the members of the US Air Force in Suffolk was their relationship with Jesus and their desire to live with him in a congregation and to serve the community. Neither of these congregations emerged out of nothing, spontaneously created. There is always a relationship between the local and others, that is, other Christians. Each generation of Christians receives the faith which is transmitted or handed down to them. Becoming a Christian is not just a personal me and Jesus thing, but very much a relationship with others, personally and organizationally and historically and liturgically. Lutherans tend to describe church relationships in terms of congregation and synod. Luther Tyndale was supported by an overseas synod to come into being and eventually joined with another congregation to leave one synod and become another synod. Ascension was supported by a synod and became a member of it. How these relationships happen is part of the moment at the time, but that such relationships exist, congregation and synod, or synod and congregation, is what is important. We are always a member of something greater than ourselves. And then there is the Lord of the Church, Jesus, and he simply doesn't change, yesterday, today, or forever. The living Word of God speaks and acts always with the goal that we live. The grace of God is unchanging and experienced through words, water, bread and wine, so that we live well. And the cross of Jesus is the center, the focus of our salvation and life, which means that this life we are living well is all about security, always in Christ, and service, the only way to live. What is your situation? Are you involved in a congregation and a synod? If you are linked to a congregation, then you are more than likely linked to a wider group as well. If you are not linked to a congregation, then I encourage you to be linked. Whatever the histories of God's people, they are best when the gospel of Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that you have established your church on earth and opened the door to your Father's presence. Build us up as your church on the sure foundation of faith in you, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.